with me in the line, with independent councillor Sam Locke. And Sam, you want the HSE to purchase the old Edenburn Hospital on the outskirts of Tralee. Why?
Well, this came to my attention by a former consultant of KUH. And the issue was that bed space is the main object over in Killeagh University Hospital. And he felt at that time that that it would be beneficial for to alleviate the difficulties that are in KUH with regard bed space for day procedures and other issues that could be attached. Now, I spoke about this some years ago when Edinburgh was up for sale previously, and I felt that it could be utilised for day procedures, certainly, and alleviate the difficulties that are over in KUH. Now, I have support from the full council to write to the HSE, but already Michael Healy-Ray has brought this to the attention of the Minister and the HSE Estates Department about 6 weeks ago, and they have rejected that application. So I'm asking them again to look into the issue.
Why did they reject it?
I have no idea. And you'd have to ask Mike that, but I'd say it's just the way that they've turned their back on Kelly, and realistically, they have turned their back on Kelly for many, many years.
Okay. Can you say that though, Sam? They're currently investing millions in a new hospital in Killarney. There have been improvements in Listowel and in Carsevine as well.
Yes, and in KUH they're investing, but there is still not enough bed space. We are sending people up to Northerly on a weekly basis there to get procedures done, and even if it was utilised for day procedures, it would alleviate a lot of the difficulties and the long waiting list that we have over in KUH.
Okay, so, look, for people who don't know, this was last opened in 1988. It was a convalescent home. Before that, in the 30s, 40s, 50s, it was open. It was run as a TB sanatorium for patients and all of that. You're talking maybe, is it 19, 20 acres of land in relation to that? It was placed on the market last year, an asking price of 1.6 million. Can you outline this answer to this question, Sam? You might buy it for 1.6 million. It would take a lot more millions after that to fit it out and put it up to modern standards, and you'd still have the problem that we have in our health service of trying to staff the hospital, which is an issue.
It is a massive issue nationwide. Our new members that are qualifying have more benefits by getting on a plane, going over to Great Britain, going over to Canada, going to Australia. We must have that incentive here, and unless we create an incentive for these young doctors and young nurses, unless we can secure them and give them proper facilities that they can operate out of. Look, even in the construction of homes there, we're not building enough homes inside to service any new doctor coming into this town. We have that problem all over the country. But this is a once in a lifetime. Now, if it's sold off to some developer, then there is no way we can get it back. But it is a facility that could be, over the next couple of years, invested upon. And it's up to the government there to rectify the problem as to how they're going to hold on to our new educated staff, pupils that are coming out of college with qualifications, and how we will look after them. Like they're looking after them over in America, like they're looking after them in Canada.
Yeah,
like
so you're saying sort out the staffing.
There is an incentive there that we should be looking at.
What about this problem, Sam? We've got a facility over and they're building on the site at the moment, or in the back of the site at the moment, the new community hospital in Killarney. We have St. Finan's old building, nothing being done with it. Nobody wants to buy it. No other state agency wants to buy it. Would you not run into the same issues when it comes to the proposition of Edinburgh?
I don't know is the answer to that until we get a reply back from those decision makers with the HSE and the minister. I mean, we can see it on the ground. And when I have consultants asking me to help them out and to look at this facility in a positive way, they know on the ground what could be done with it. I'm no architect. These people are no architects, but they have the information going forward that something positive could be done in this regard. And I can't see why the minister couldn't come down, speak to the consultants there, see exactly what is required, and invest. And invest. We're waiting, as I said, for your 12 months waiting for urology, your 2 years waiting for to get a cataract removed. What a load of tripe. We have a facility now that we can invest in over a long period, which could alleviate a lot of the difficulties and the likes of people that are suffering, waiting and waiting and waiting. Only to find a letter coming in the door, are you still do you still wish to be, remain on the waiting list for your eye surgery, for your knee surgery, for your hip surgery? That, in this day and age, this is crazy.
Okay.
This is crazy.
All right. You want action. You want that. You're right at the HSC. You're right at HSC. You'll want action on it, or a response as to why they're not going to do it if they are not going to do it.
They're not doing it. Yes, indeed. Okay. I mean, this could alleviate 60 bed spaces over in KUH for other procedures. This
okay.
is crazy. It's a, you know, as I said, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. If we leave this go by without asking, it would be flippant of me not to ask, but certainly to demand the HSE State Department and the Minister to look at this in a more positive way.
Okay, alright, Sam Locke, we're going to leave it there. That's Independent Councillor Sam Locke with that call.